ปิดตำนานหลวงพ่อพินะปิยัตโรหลวงพ่อพินะ opening the Tamnan, the legend of his life and of his famous Dao Atan Nonduang, his famous lucky star amulet, beginning with a basic biography of Lung Po Pinat Biataro. Lung Po Pinat Biataro was born on Wantining Minakom, which is the 1st of March in the year 2456 BE, Buddhist era. Was born in the small municipality of Ban Hua Lampong in Uthai Thani in Tap Tan area. And when he was a young boy, he suffered from something similar to epilepsy, but not epilepsy, which would occur every time he would break out in tears or cry. He would start to shudder, something like epileptic shudder, and choke until his face went green. And so after this happened many times, in desperation, his mother took him to try to be healed and took him to see Lumpo Sin in Uthai. And Lumpo Sin said that his name was the wrong name and not auspicious and was bringing him bad luck, so they should change his name to Pinat, which actually means to turn forward and turn backwards. It means look ahead and look behind. Or better said, to look in both directions simultaneously. And so the meaning of this name really means to change direction and to make his illness and himself look in opposite directions and stop encountering each other, so for the illness to walk away from him. So they changed his name to Pinat. After changing his name and receiving a blessing from Lumpo Sin, the illness ceased to occur, and Lumpo Pinat then lived a normal life until one day his father passed away. And so, as is traditional for children when their parents pass away in Thai Buddhism, he ordained as a Samanera. A Samanera is when a child is not yet come of age. He is first ordained as a Samanera, which is a novice monk. But during his time as a novice monk, during the funeral period of his father, when the corpse would be laid out in the temple, after 9 days he came of age, and so he underwent a second ceremony and was ordained as a fully fledged prabhiksu, a bhikkhu in the Buddha sasana, as a fully fledged monk in the year 2481. And this was ceremony of ordination was performed at Wat Nong Tao with Prakru Udom Kunapon Bhikkhu, who was the bishop of Tap Tan municipality, as his upachaya, ordaining officer, and Prat Maha Amnuay, who was his Prakamawajan, Wajajan. Prakamawajajan means the monk who helps you to remember your memorized chanting of the Pali ordination ceremony, which is performed completely in Pali language, not in Thai, and must be memorized in ordination. You're not allowed to use a book. And so Just in case you forget some of your memorized lines, there will be one monk at the side of the upachaya ordaining you to help you along and give you cues to which line comes next if you forget. His Pratgambhavajajan was Pratmaha Amnue. Now, during this time that he was then ordained further as a full bhikkhu, and during the 100 days of respect to the corpse before and after the funeral, before he was buried, the corpse is laid out in the temple, and Lumpo Pinat reached about 20 days, and he had to ask the abbot to disrobe, because he was extremely afraid of the corpse in the temple. And so he was only 11 days as a bhikkhu, plus 9 days before that as a samanera, before he disrobed. After that, he continued in life as a lay person until his mother then passed away. And so he ordained again as a bhikkhu, and had to perform the funeral ceremony on his mother and send her to heaven. And this ceremony involves the wrapping of corpse cords. And so he got very close contact, not just with a corpse, but with his own mother's corpse, who died actually of an abscess in her stomach. And during the autopsy, Lumpo Pinat actually got to view this cutting open of the stomach, and he was unable to eat for 3 days after seeing this, and could not sleep. So he was very disturbed by this experience, and he asked the abbot of his temple if he could go and stay somewhere else for 5 days, and when he came back he would then disrobe again and re-enter the lay person's life. And the abbot Lumpo Kham asked him and other bhikkhus, one other bhikkhu who was afraid of ghosts and corpses, he taught them that sankhan, so the physical body, be it alive or dead, and the corpse of other people is nothing different to that of our own, and that we will also become corpses one day, and that they should contemplate this and see themselves as eventually one day being a corpse, and see if they are disgusted and afraid as they are when they see the corpse of other beings. And he taught them, why should you be afraid or disgusted by this, because it is no different to yourselves. Lumpo Pinat then decided to stay on for a while and continue to learn Dhamma with Lumpo Kham at Wat Kot Thepo temple, and he stayed a whole month, and in this period he managed to overcome his fear of corpses and ghosts, and he then decided he wished to remain ordained as a Buddhist monk throughout his life. Then during some time afterwards, Lumpo Pinat decided to go and find a great master he had heard of, and asked to become an apprentice at the temple of Wat Tham Tago. But when he arrived there, he found he was too late and that this master had already passed away. But he remained perseverant with the idea of practicing Vipassana Kamatan, and he stayed on at Wat Tham Tago for 2 years, between the year 2482 BE and 2484 BE, after which he then travelled on to Dong, wandering through the forests, and eventually to present himself as an apprentice of and with the great Luang Pu Man Purithatto, of great famous Vipassana fame, who is one of the greatest Vipassana Gamatan forest monk lineage masters of all Thai Buddhist history, and declared an arahant. And he practiced with Luang Pu Man in Obrom Bongnisai, which means to silence the disturbances within his personality and his moods, and Rangap Arum, to learn to control and weaken the disturbing moods within the heart and to silence all of such disturbances, and to practice solitude and living in solitary in the Tudong tradition in the forest. And he began to travel through the jungles and forests on his own as a wandering Tudong forest monk. After a long time traveling, he then arrived in the small Tambon village area of Ban Sanom Lao. And this was a very old area which had a temple and was built first in the times of the Ayutthaya kingdom, when the city of Ayutthaya was the capital city of Siam, which was a very long time ago, sometime in the years between 1893 Buddhist era and 2310 Buddhist era. And this was where, of course, Lumpa Pinat became a great and famous guru master at Wat Sanom Lao in Tambon Ban Sanom Lao, and where he made his great trajectory and practice until his old age, where he finally became sick and old in the year 2545 BE. And before he died, he actually wrote a small booklet leaving instructions for when he had died, which had roughly the following message: when I have passed away, please follow these instructions, namely, forbidden to inject preservatives and mummify my body, and you must keep my body in the sitting position of meditation and place my body in the Sutsam Pinat, in the mausoleum which I have built in the cemetery. There must be no funeral chanting, and you should not tell everybody. There should be no great ceremony. Just keep it quiet. It is forbidden to burn my body, and you should just place my body as it is in sitting meditation position in my mausoleum in the cemetery. They found him to have passed away on the year 2545, and were very surprised that he had died also sitting in the meditating posture, and that they found him 12 hours after he had died, but that his body, the body of a corpse that has been dead for 12 hours, should be rigid, stiff as a board, but that the body of Lungpa Pinat Biataro, who had died at the age of 89 years old as abbot of Wat Sanom Lao, was completely soft and bendable, and his skin and muscles could be squeezed and felt warm, just like that of a living person. this was considered as a miracle by his devotees, who followed his instructions and placed him as desired in the mausoleum, in the cemetery, in the meditating posture. Lumpo Pina was very famous for the making of various amulets in his tamra, but perhaps the most famous amulet of all is the Dao A Tan Nunduang Mahalap, the five-pointed star, which is embedded or embossed on an egg-shaped sacred powder amulet with gemstones inserted. This star is indeed, although it looks like a military star, not just any kind of star, because Lumpo Pina, when he used to give these amulets to his devotees, he would teach the Dharma by explaining the meaning of the symbolism within the Dao Nun Duong star, which has a lot of Buddha Dharma contained within its symbolism in the numerology of the five-pointed star. The star has, of course, five points to it, or 8 points. You will see there are two major kinds of star, one with 5 points and one with 8 points. And so the five-pointed star or pentacle, which looks like the soldier's star, which you will see on the shoulders of the uniforms of soldiers, he would call Benja or Banja, which means five, and would represent the following. 1. Dadu, eyes and vision. Song. 2. Hu Fang, ears and sound or hearing. 3. Jamuk, Dom Glin, nose and smell. 4. Lin Dai Rod, the tongue receives the sensation of taste. And 5. Gai Dai Sampat, the body or the skin feels the touch. He would teach that these are the five senses of nature, and that consciousness becomes aware of itself and of the world around it through these five areas of perception, and that these five areas of perception are connected to another five things, which the star, the five-pointed star, also represents, namely the five khandhas or skandhas, which are 1. Rup, rupa, forms. 2. Vetana, which means sense, emotions or feelings. 3. Sanya, which means perception. 4. Sankhan, which means conditioned things, the conditioning of things, and also means the body. And 5. Vinyan, which means consciousness or awareness. The 5 points of the star also represent the Katha, Prabhutajao Ha Praong, the 5 Dhyani Buddha Katha, which also represents the 5 elements. Na Mo Puttaya, Na meaning water element. Mo, which means the earth element. Put, which means the fire element. Ta, which means the air element. And Ya, which means the element of space. Na Mo Puttaya, Na, the water element, has 12 forces within it. More, the earth element has 21 forces within it. Put, the fire element has 6 forces within it. Ta, the air element has 7 forces within it. And Ya, the space element has 10 forces within it. All of these forces, when added together, adds up to 56, which is, of course, the 56 qualities of the Buddha, the Enlightened One. Then, of course, the 5-syllable kata within the 5 points of the star, also on a parallel, then represent Namo Buddhaya. Na is the first of the 5 Buddhas of the Kakusanta Buddha, Prakakusanto. Mo is the 2nd Buddha, Prakonakom, the Gonakama Buddha. Put is the 3rd Buddha, Praputtakatsapa, the Kassapa Buddha. Ta is the 4th Buddha. Pratsamanakotama is the Kotama Buddha, the Sakyamuni Buddha. And Ya is the 5th and future Buddha. Praaryasimetrayo, Maitreya Buddha. This is known as the Metap, which means the guardian, and the mother force, which is the guardian. These are also 5, one for each point of the star. And these 5 mother forces are 1, me pra po sop, or pra me po sop, the harvest mother. The 2nd one is me pra tarani, the Dharani, the earth mother. The 3rd mother force is me prakunka, the kanka, the ganga, or the river water mother. And the 4th is me praplung, the fire mother of flame. And the 5th is me prapai, the wind and the storm mother. In both of the star amulets, there will be a small hollow dent, often also with a gem inserted, which is known as the gate, which means the crown or the top knot of the Buddha. And it represents the Buddha in the center of the universe, who stands between the 8 directions and with all the arahants around him in the 8 directions, and that you can bucha and pray to the gate in the middle of the star, the dent or the gem in the middle of the star, and will increase your power, influence and personal status, and will improve your karma and protect you with Kleoklat, Blood Pie, and banish all evil and unlucky misfortunes from your life. And this is especially recommended for people who do not know the month or the year or the time of their birth exactly, and cannot use astrological magic for those reasons, can busha the pragate in the middle of the star as a manifestation of the Buddha. And you can do this by lighting incense to it. If you have a Buddha image in the Marawichai stance with the Buddha with the hand, right hand on the lap pointing to the earth, which is the traditional Buddha posture of conquering the Mara and calling Mother Earth as his witness, which you will see as the main Buddha in all Uposatha chapels of all Buddhist temples. If not, you can just imagine the Buddha in this particular posture when praying to the gem or the dent in the center of the star amulet. And when you pray, you should use the following kata: Putto jamachimo sedito, and chant that 9 times. Putto jamachimo sedito will provide you with Kleoklad, Blood Pie, Ban, and Gansaniya Janrai, will banish all evil and protect you and evade all dangers. There is a second kata you can additionally chant, which is very positive and brings very powerful results, which is called the Pakata Nawahorakun, and can also be chanted 9 times. It goes like this: Arahang Sukato Pakawa. One more time. Arahang Sukato Pakawa. The 8-pointed star of Lumpur Pina also has many meanings. This star is, instead of being like the soldier's star, it is like the policeman's star, which has 8 points, and means the Arahant, enlightened beings, in all 8 directions around you, protecting you. The first point of the 8 stars means the Gontanya Arahant, which is in the east direction, and you should pray to reverence to the moon before praying to this point of the star and to the Gontanya Buddha, and this will bring Metta Mahaniyam into your life and success above all others. The second point represents the Gatsapa Buddha Arahant and points to the southeast, and praying to this Arahant will bring you superiority and promotion and high status in professional and social life, and great respect in the eyes of others. The third point represents the Sariputra Arahant Buddha and points towards the south, and this increases Panya, intelligence and wisdom. It will bring sweet speech that is convincing and pleasing to others, increase your intelligence, and if you hold grains of sand in your hand when praying to this Sariputra Arahant, then your panya, your wisdom and intelligence will increase. You will be able to do great mathematics and perform tasks for which you need to have great focus for. The fourth point of the star represents Praubali, the Upali Arahant Buddha, and points towards the southwest. And Praubali was a great Arahant who was very proficient in the Vinaya of law and behavior. And so this, praying to this Arahant and this magic within this point of the star will help you to make your children behave well and to not be naughty if you have children, or if you are a teacher or are a superior, then those under you will behave well and not be naughty and not misbehave. The fifth point of the star represents Ananda Arahant Buddha and points towards the west. Ananda was the secretary and the companion and assistant of the Buddha himself, and who took care of all administrative duties. And even when the Buddha would go and teach Dhamma somewhere else, if Ananda was not present, the Buddha would have to go to Ananda and recount that Dhamma he had taught, so that Ananda could record it and hear it. If you pray to Ananda, Arahant, and this point of the star will bring you, if you have children and you wish your children to be clever and very knowledgeable and do well in their studies to achieve great things with great general knowledge, then this point of the star will bring this blessing to them. The sixth point of the eight-pointed star of Lungpo Pina points towards the northwest and represents Prapakawampati, which many people know as Prapita or Prasankajai, Sankajayana Buddha, who brings great choklap, very lucky fortunes, wealth and luck. And also this point of the star points towards Nopakrot, meaning the Pratrahu Asura Deva, the eclipse god eating the moon, or the sun and the moon, the solar and lunar eclipse god, who is the god of fortune in astrology, and who all of the heavens fear, who wishes their children and grandchildren and descendants to have great luck, and themselves, of course, should then not only use this point of the star to busha Prapakawampati Sankajayana Pitta Buddha, but should also perform busha to Prarahu Asura Deva, who will then protect you and your children and grandchildren from danger and turn the line of fate into an auspicious, lucky, prosperous fortune, and keep all bad luck and bad karma away. The seventh point of the star represents Mokalana Arahant and points towards the north directly. Mokalana was the Arahant who was the most advanced in Rit or Rissa, Patihan, Patihari, which means psychic and magical power and miraculous abilities to perform miracles. And in astrology, the star, this point, points toward Prasuk. Prasuk is the Deva who will bring you prosperity and business success, and you can make very successful sales, and if you use your speech for your selling prowess to have successful business, then your speech will bring in lots of successful deals, and Prasuk will also bring much happiness into your family. Prasuk, also in astrology, represents the planet Venus. And the eighth point of Lungpo Pina, this famous star amulet, represents Prat Rahun or Rahula Arahant, who was the son of the Buddha, and points towards the northeast. This brings success in studies and results in learning and in achievements in the academic line of life, and is aligned in astrology with the sun. Busha to this and paying reverence to this point of the star will bring also great wisdom and fast-wittedness, not slow thinking, but fast thinking and very powerful focus above others, as well as great personal power and status that will be ever on the rise in the profession and even fame. The 8 points of the star on the next level also mean the Arya Dhamma, the 8 formulas of the Arya Dhamma, which is the Eightfold Path, which is supreme, which is, of course, 1. Sammāditthi, right view. 2. Sammāsaṅkappa, right intention. 3. Sammāvācā, right speech. 4. Sammāgammanta, right action. 5. Sammā āchīva, right livelihood or right profession. 6. Sammā vāyāma, right effort. 7. Sammā sati, right concentration. And 8. Sammā samāti, right mindfulness. To practice this and to contemplate on the meaning of this will bring in itself great blessings and will be reduced and congealed into a threefold blessing, which is the highest of all blessings, bringing that which is the result of the Eightfold Path, namely enlightenment. And these three things are sila, which means morality or virtue, samadhi, which means concentration, and jhana, absorption. And the third will be panya, which means true spiritual wisdom and discretion. This is, of course, the properly realized practice of the Dhamma as taught by the Buddha. Lastly, the 8 points of the star, of the 8-pointed version of Lumpho Pinat's famous star amulet, represent also the Lokatam Pad, which means the 8 worldly dharmas, which are 8 worldly things which accompany life as a living being, especially as a human, in life, in society, and in the world of humans, and is a worldly truth for all people, and everybody experiences all 8 of them, and cannot be avoided. But even if you like them or don't like them, they are not to be avoided. And the only thing which differentiates them is some people experience a lot of the 8 worldly dharmas, and some people get to experience only a little bit of them in larger or lesser quantities, or slower or faster, how they encounter them. And these worldly dhammas are split into 8, just like the 8 points of the star of Lumpho Pinat. And they are split into 2 types or categories, which are placed together in parallel and have the following meaning. The first category are the 4 to each category. The first 4 belong to the category of worldly dhammas, which humans are pleased with. The first being Choklap, which means we benefit from the luck of wealth and treasures and the easy life which comes with those wealth and treasures and a comfortable home or garden. We own a farm and we have that kind of home and wealth as a standard of living. is the first auspicious worldly Dhamma of the eight. The second also auspicious worldly Dhamma is Yod or Yasa, which means position or status. That some people have higher or lower status in society and in the profession, or which also is accompanied by power to command and to be respected and looked up to and be revered or honored and listened to, or have the power to influence and to receive compliments. So that is the second of the first four auspicious worldly dhammas in the total of eight worldly dhammas, four auspicious and four inauspicious. And so the third worldly dhamma is compliment, to receive compliments, to become famous, people to be heard, and to receive merit and honor or recognition from others or from the world. And the fourth auspicious worldly dhamma is to be healthy and have a very lot of comfort and happiness, and to be feel good about things and to have a happy life and lots of entertainment, things to entertain you instead of boring. And that is the fourth auspicious worldly dhamma which all humans experience. And now moving on to the second group of four worldly dhammas, which are the kind of inauspicious worldly dhammas which humans experience and are not happy about, is one, see a lab, to be unlucky, or to lose luck, to have lose the fortune which you once had and see it disappear. And the second is siyamyod, is to lose the status of elevated status in profession or in social life which one had, and the power and influence which one had, for it to be taken away. The third one of the four inauspicious dhammas is ninta, to be gossiped about or to be spoken badly of, complained about, and that people look down on you and talking bad about you, and so to be badly gossiped about and to lose your reputation through that. The fourth of these inauspicious, undesirable worldly dhammas is doktok, which means to not be healthy or not have a comfortable physicality, comfortable life or health or body, and to experience a kind of torture and unhappiness, both physically or emotionally or mentally. So to experience great discomfort, be it bodily, mentally or emotionally. One should notice that the second group of four, the inauspicious worldly dhammas, are actually the opposite, the loss of the first four auspicious worldly dhammas. So there are four split into two, making eight. So to luck or the lack of it, status or the lack of it, honor and fame or the lack of it, or disrepute, repute or disrepute, and happiness and health or the lack of it. So these are the eight worldly dhammas which we can experience And this is also a corresponding meaning of the 8 points of the star amulet of Lungpa Pinat. All the amulets of Lungpa Pinat, especially and including the Dao Nun Duong Mahalab lucky star, were made from Watu Atan, sorcerous ingredients, mixed with sacred herbs, all of which Lungpa Pinat collected in the forests and jungles in the many years he travelled as a forest wandering solitary monk in the jungles, and used these substances to mix up into Muansan sacred powders to make his amulets and talismans, which became so famous through his many soldier, doctor, and police devotees who took his amulets and made great experience with them, be it in the line of fire to protect themselves with, or to increase their success in their profession, or their wealth and status and popularity. And so his amulets became greatly famous for protection, Khlauklad, evasion, Choklab, wealth increase, and Nati Gangan, to promotion in the profession, and Metta Mahaniyam, for mercy charm to increase popularity, and Gansaniyat Janrai, to keep away dark forces, black magic, and unlucky, inauspicious alignments, Kunsai, and black magic and sorcery, which means Krop Jakawan, which means all around the universe, meaning covers all angles, which is also, of course, a meaning of the many rays in all directions spreading out from the star amulet of Lungpa Pinat. This is Ajahn Spencer, hoping that this talk has increased your understanding of Lungpa Pinat, his Patipatta, his practice in his trajectory as a monk, and of the very deep, complex meaning of his very famous lucky star amulet. This is Ajahn Spencer, signing off.